When doctors write a prescription, they know what their patient will receive. Dr. Amir Deshpande is a professor at the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine.
When I say 10 milligrams of lisinopril for high blood pressure, whether I'm in California or Florida, and whether it's being made by one of 13 different pharmaceutical companies, it is the same thing.
But when a patient asks what they should eat, it's hard to be that specific. A developing body of research shows most doctors receive little to no instruction in nutrition. Susan Neruzzi has been a registered dietitian at Baptist Hospital for 7 years. She says when faced with questions about nutrition, many doctors can only give basic advice.
There are some doctors that they just say, oh, you have some intestinal problem. You need to, avoid gassy foods. But they don't tell them that you need to see a dietitian.
Neruzzi says she sees patients with everything from allergies to cancer, but the bulk of her patients are women looking to lose weight. She says the culture of South Florida plays a role in that.
Well, Miami, I guess you could say that we are a vain city. We like to look good.
But seeking treatment for your weight can be about more than just wanting to squeeze into a tiny bikini. Esther Kinney sought Neruzzi's help when she started to put on pounds because it was affecting her health. She didn't have a lot of energy, she felt unhappy, and just generally unwell. Her doctor put her on cholesterol medicine, but she wanted to know how to eat, and her doctor couldn't help her with that.
You know, they always tell you, oh, you need to lose weight. They might prescribe something to say, okay, this will take care of the high cholesterol or, you know, your blood pressure. But they never really sit down with you and say, this is how you go about doing it.
Kinney says she learned how to do it by working with Neruzzi, who laid out what she should be eating for both her meals and snacks. She says the results have been great. She's lost weight, her blood pressure has gone down, and her cholesterol is lower. So much lower that her doctor wants to take her off cholesterol medication. Tanya Rivera is the director of the didactic program in dietetics at Florida International University. She says physicians are more comfortable giving a prescription than a meal plan.
Normally, a physician will diagnose, these chronic diseases such as diabetes, cardiovascular disease, based on the laboratory values that come back from the lab, for example. And then they kind of just put them on medication and send them on their merry way.
Rivera would like to see doctors take a more holistic approach.
We shouldn't really be medicating first. We should be what we call therapeutic lifestyle changing, which has to do with things like excellent nutrition, exercising, etc.
Deshpande says UM medical students learn about nutrition when they study gastroenterology. But there's not a dedicated class on the subject. Students interested in the topic can choose to take additional seminars. Deshpande says nutrition is a hard subject to teach.
The difficulty is creating a curriculum that you feel adequately addresses that, not only to their satisfaction, saying, I learned a lot now about different types of diets, but to my satisfaction, that what I'm teaching them is grounded in science and not just, oh, that's what I think some people said that they think works.
Rivera stresses there is science behind what she and other registered dietitians do.
Our entire profession is evidence-based. In other words, anything that we tell both students as well as clients as well as patients is based on the medical literature. So there absolutely is medical nutrition therapy for all conditions.
She says she's seeing more doctors recommend patients see a registered dietitian, and increasingly insurance is covering the cost. I'm Marva Hinton in Miami.